Taking a look at news here this morning on KJN, beginning the week of June 13th, construction will begin on the 2011 Portland Cement Concrete Paving and Storm Sewer Improvement Project within the City of Atlantic. The contractor intends to begin on Birch Street between 7th Street and 14th Street. Existing roadway surfacing will be removed, so therefore there will be limited and restricted access to residences. If you have any questions or concerns, you can contact Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm at 243-6505. The Coast Guard has closed the rising Missouri River to recreational boating from the St. Louis area to Sioux City, Iowa. In a statement on Friday night, the Coast Guard said the closure is in effect from mile marker zero, where the Missouri meets with the Mississippi, to mile marker 734 at the confluence with the Big Sioux River in Iowa. The Coast Guard says commercial vessels on the Missouri have ceased operations voluntarily. Coast Guard Captain Steve Hudson says the decision to close the river to recreational vessels was made to ensure the safety of the boating public. The closing will remain in effect until water levels decrease. That's not expected to happen soon, as the Army Corps of Engineers continues increasing the amount of water being released from swollen reservoirs upstream. Black Hills Energy is keeping an eye on its natural gas services in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa as the Missouri River continues to rise. The company says Friday that it's working with emergency officials and monitoring the flooding threat in case natural gas service must be shut off to customers in Hamburg in Iowa and in Plattsmouth and Blair in Nebraska. Black Hills Energy says it turns off the natural gas as a safety measure to avoid the risk of leaks that may occur when equipment or appliances are submerged and pilot lights are extinguished. The company says if no one is home or a business is closed, a tag will be left on the door notifying the customer that gas has been shut off. Iowa is closing the Lewis and Clark State Park in western Iowa because of the rising Missouri River as well. The park near Onawa is home to a visitor center that features a full-size replica of the keelboat used by the Lewis and Clark expedition to the Pacific Ocean over 200 years ago. A number of other boats are also on display. The center, under construction since 2005, is open this summer. Kevin Skidronsky of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says the rising water table from underground aquifers is the problem at the park. The park will close on Monday and could be closed for weeks. He says the plan is to elevate the boats in the visitor center above the projected water level inside the building. A former employee accused of embezzling more than $470,000 from Drake University in Des Moines has pleaded not guilty to five counts of first-degree theft. The Des Moines Register says Robert Harlan pleaded not guilty on Friday during an arraignment in Polk County District Court. His trial is set for August 1st. Harlan's attorney, Tim McCarthy, says he plans to review trial information and decide where to go from there. Harlan worked for Drake for more than 20 years, the last 10 as student director of student accounts. And police say that the embezzlement dates back to 2004, but official investigation goes back 5 years. Drake officials asked for an audit when it became apparent there was a shortage. Harlan was arrested back in April. Authorities say a Lincoln man died in a collision on Interstate 80 in eastern Nebraska. The Nebraska State Patrol says 58-year-old John Rabe died on the crash Friday morning in the eastbound lane near Greenwood Interchange. Troopers say Rabe was a passenger in a car that was hit from behind by a semi-trailer. The driver of the car, 56-year-old Cora Lee Rabe of Lincoln, was taken to a Lincoln hospital with unknown injuries. The truck driver, 58-year-old Cecil Coleman of Danville, Iowa, was also taken to a Lincoln hospital where he was treated and released. Troopers say the collision was followed by a chain reaction crash involving several vehicles. The eastbound lanes of I-80 were closed for about 5.5 hours. State officials say a faulty electrical connection on a dock killed a number of fish at West Lake Okoboji in northern Iowa. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources investigated the fish kill on Friday and discovered a charred electrical outlet to a set of personal watercraft hoists. An electrician found a short inside the hoist box that had charged the frame of the hoist. Officials say a few fish were killed, but the incident is a reminder of the dangers of electrical hookups near water. DNR spokesman Mike Hawkins says some adults and children were playing in the water nearby. He says these types of electrical shorts can be deadly since they can be active and go unnoticed until someone gets shocked. Starting this weekend, Iowa State Patrol troopers will continue their annual effort to reduce the number of crashes and traffic violations on Saturday evenings. This year, 2011, will be the third year the State Patrol conducts Safe Saturday enforcement. As in 2009 and 2010, troopers will maintain a high visibility presence on the roadways in order to deter would-be speeders and drunk drivers and ultimately Save Lives. And that'll take place throughout the month of June with different district jurisdictions being out in full force. And that has caused results in deaths to go down drastically in the month of June. June 2010 was the safest June on record with those Safe Saturday enforcements, with just 30 fatalities recorded last year in the month of June. Republican leaders are trying to keep Christian conservatives excited in a fiscally dominated election season by blurring the line between social and economic issues. Failure to do so could potentially depress turnout by an important part of the Republican base. Social and Christian conservatives have no obvious candidate to turn to now that Baptist Minister Mike Huckabee has decided not to run. Several presidential hopefuls are emphasizing their religious faith in opposition to abortion and gay marriage. Some of them are better known as businesslike managers of state governments and private firms. Their efforts were on display Friday at a Washington gathering of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. The group's name summarizes the bid to combine religious and libertarian priorities. The Iowa Supreme Court has three new justices. Governor Terry Branstad on Friday administered the oath to Justices Thomas Waterman, Edward Mansfield, and Bruce Zager during a ceremony at the Iowa State Capitol. Branstad appointed them to the court earlier this year to fill vacancies created when three justices were voted off the seven-member bench last fall for their role in a unanimous 2009 decision that legalized same-sex marriage in Iowa. Before their appointments, Waterman was in private practice in Davenport, Mansfield was a justice on the Iowa Court of Appeals, and Zager was a district court judge. That's a look at some of the latest news here this morning. News brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. For all your photography, electronic, cellular, and pharmacy needs, if you've got questions, they've got answers.